Hello, and welcome to The Word in Me. This is your host, Vanessa Morris. This program is presented by the Emerald Rose Center, San Diego. Hope that everyone is enjoying their Tuesday morning, a couple of days before 2015. Can you believe it? Time went by so fast, incredibly fast to me this year. I think the older you get, it feels like time is going by even faster. I don't think that's possible, but it certainly feels like it. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Lord, we love you on today. Help us to understand your word, Jesus. Help us to rightly divide your word. Help us to retain your word so we may be able to appropriate it in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. We left off on yesterday talking about deception. And that this is a real age of deception, and that wavering, teetering between Christianity and this world is a really, really dangerous thing to do. And what I mean by wavering, it is, you know, one foot in, one foot out, and it's not so much like going to church, although going to church, we need to go to church. You know, the Bible says, forsake not the assembling of ourselves as the manner of some is, especially when you see the day approaching, meaning that you need not give up now. Don't start slacking off now. Now is not the time to slack off as you see the day approaching, the day of the coming of the Lord to get his saints. And so we need to stay together. But what I'm talking about wavering is that you're actually doing all the motions of going to church, and maybe you sing in the choir, maybe you preach, maybe you teach, maybe you're just a faithful member and tithe payer and all that. And all that is great, but you also have to walk the talk. So you have to also live a life that exemplifies who you believe. And it's about believing. You know, when you believe that God is your Father, that Jesus Christ is truly your Savior, and the Bible means exactly what it says, you are hesitant and reluctant to really cutting up. Because if you start to just cut up and do it and live like the world, and you do exactly what the world does, and you deceive and lie, and you actually live double lives, and you're out there doing exactly what the Bible says don't do, you know, having sex out of wedlock, cheating on your spouse, deceiving people with false behavior, looking the part but denying the power of God to change you. You know, you're doing other things. You're defrauding people. You're deceiving people. And I want to start there today with deception. And let's go back over to the book of Genesis, because that's where the enemy came in and he deceived Eve. It's Genesis chapter 3. And let's start at verse 1. It says, now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, yea, hath God said, yea, shall ye not eat of every tree of the garden? And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, ye shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, ye shall not surely die. For God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be opened, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. That was deception. She already knew, Eve knew what God had told her, and the enemy comes in with some new revelation, some new thought, some alternative, as I spoke of yesterday, an alternative life, presenting to her an alternative. You shall not surely die. Like, God hasn't said that to you correctly. No, he didn't tell you the whole truth. You shall not surely die. Your eyes are going to be open, knowing good and evil. And we know that she ate of the fruit and she gave it to Adam, and the earth fell. the earth fell into sin. Sin entered in, death by sin entered in, corruption and all the things that we are dealing with now. And that is the reason why Jesus Christ came to die for us. But deception came in, and that's what the Bible means in John. In John chapter 10, let's go back over to John chapter 10, when Jesus says, you know, all that has come before him is a thief and a robber, because, you know, they tried to climb through some other way. So, see, the enemy told Eve she can get to knowledge of good and evil this other way, and God is keeping it from you, and that's the other way. Presenting an alternative that you can get what you want out of this life, meaning all the peace that God has, all the love, all the prosperity God has, everything that God has, the benefits. I heard the other day, which was so profound to me, it was talking about people that are seeking the benefits of God, but they are not seeking God. And that's what the enemy wanted to present to Eve, because that's what his spirit was. I want to tell you how you can get something else without going through God to do it. And that's that alternative lifestyle. That is that that other way. But God has said, Jesus has said in John chapter 10, verse 1, all that came before him is a thief and a robber. Presenting to you some alternative lifestyle that you can cheat, lie, and you can fornicate and commit adultery, and you can rob other people, and you can suppress and hold other people down, and you can seek your own lust, gravitating to your own lust and led away, and you can do all that, and then you can still come through the door. You can still be part of what God is saying, but you know, we got another alternative for you. And that is the way the enemy does it. He comes in a subtle way. He leads you astray with his little carrots dangling out there. And so he can draw you away with your own lusts. And so now is the time not to waver. Believe the word of God. Believe that it is able to save and is able to change, and follow that. You know, I believe too that, and this is my own thought, that reality TV really thrusts deception forward. It really made a move of deception, because it put something in front of you that said it was reality when it's really not. It is falsifying behaviors and really pushing certain behavior forward to entertain and to tell you this is real when it is not. And when that moved forward, that reality moved forward, and it really thrusts forward a certain lifestyle, a certain behavior. You can have this, you can do that. This is how families truly behave. This is how husbands treat their wives and wives treat their husbands. This is how kids behave. This is, you can wife swap and no. And I think it thrusted a move forward of deception. And now we have so many shows on the daughters of the preachers and the preachers of LA and the housewives of Atlanta and the housewives of Orange County and all of these things, and the Kardashians and all that, telling people this is real when it is not. I'm going to stop right there. Please join me tomorrow on The Word in Me. God bless you.